Welcome to Digital Business, brought to you by UMIS Consultancy. My name's Stuart Blake, and today I'm joined by David Taplin. Hi, David.
Hi, Stuart.
You know how much I hate these acronyms. What is SEO, and how important is it to factor it into a good marketing strategy?
Well, SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, and that phrase was coined in sort of the mid to late 1990s. And what that is, in layman's terms, is the process of affecting the visibility of a website or web page in a web search engine's unpaid results. So it's basically moving your website up the rankings in the unpaid area using ethical and natural methods.
And how important is it to a business to have SEO as part of their marketing strategy?
Well, nowadays, you wouldn't really look to launch a website and make it work unless you had SEO in mind. So there are certain things and factors that come into play that you really need to take account from day one. There are URL factors or the domain factors. There's on-page factors, off-page, and social factors. Now,
when you say on-page and off-page, do you mean things that are on the site and things that are on other people's websites?
Yeah, so on-page factors. If we go right back, there are actually over 200 different ways that Google and other search engines rank a website in SEO. And on-page factors tend to revolve around the content, the metadata, the keyword density and things like that actually on their website. The off-page factors are such things as inbound links, online press releases, blogs, any material that sits away from the site that links back to it. So both on and off-page factors are essential part of a good SEO strategy, and they're very important in order to be able to move your website up the rankings.
So you say SEO is non-paid, and yet there must be some investment in either time or money to optimise a website for good SEO.
Yes, no, there's both budget and time allocation required, I think, for organic SEO, especially if you're a new business with very little authority online, i.e. you've got a brand new domain, a new website, you've changed the website. So there will be some time and budget needed in order for you to start to make some headway with that organic SEO. What we would suggest, though, is that organic SEO is more of an investment as opposed to the likes of pay-per-click and paid advertising. Because if you really do make some good headway with organic SEO, the likeness is that the weight of that site, you know, as you progress, will grow, the authority will grow, and you'll maintain very high places by just maintaining that.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for listening to Digital Business. For further information on this or any of our podcasts, please visit www.umisconsultancy.com.